to our liturgical moment. We are going to be talking about the confession and absolution today. So that's usually one of the very first things that we do in any service that has communion. And one of the reasons that we do it in the services that have communion is actually kind of a traditional historical reason. It goes back to the old days when you had to come to the pastor's office the Saturday before worship service with communion in order to kind of be examined by him and to receive forgiveness then. And so this is kind of our way of doing that now in some ways, is that before we come forward to receive the body and blood of our Lord, we examine ourselves. That's what that silence there beforehand is for. We look at ourselves and we recognize the truth that we are sinful human beings and that we need the forgiveness that's going to be offered in the absolution, but also the forgiveness that's going to be offered in and with the body and blood of our Lord. So that's kind of the purpose of those things there. And really that then is what the purpose of the confession is to confess the truth that we are sinners in need of forgiveness. And then the absolution that is offered is that forgiveness. It's the forgiveness that's being spoken by me, but it is from God. God is the one who forgives your sins in order that you would be found holy before him.